In November last year, Blindline, which was at that time broadcast on mbsfm.com, aired an in-depth story about the National Federation of the Blind's decision to file suit against America Online because of the alleged inaccessibility of the software used to gain access to its online service. A few days ago, it was announced in a joint press release from America Online and the National Federation of the Blind that the lawsuit was being withdrawn, with the NFB reserving the right to renew its legal action in 12 months if progress towards accessibility isn't satisfactory. Right after the release was issued, Main Menu sought comment from both major players. Here's Rich D'Amato from America Online.
Well, of course, we've been talking, since the lawsuit was filed by the NFB, but really, at this point, we're just very pleased with the agreement and pleased, too, with the fact that we were able to sit down with the NFB to share with them the progress that we've already made towards making the AOL service accessible to persons with disabilities and to have heard from them their aspirations for the new medium. And we very much appreciate the insight and the support we received from the NFB as well as other organizations in crafting our accessibility policy. And as a company, we are committed to making this medium accessible and to bringing the benefits of this new medium to underserved communities.
Does the agreement today indicate that AOL is admitting that it hasn't moved fast enough, or that the NFB has got it wrong, or a bit of both?
Well, I think what it comes down to is that when we finally had the opportunity to sit, to talk, to show them the progress that we've been making, to hear from them their aspirations, we both came to the same conclusion, and that is that we both have the same goal, and that is delivering on accessibility.
AOL 6.0 is the one that apparently blind people are to be looking for. How far away is that software?
We expect and plan to be releasing that software in the fall.
And what will people notice when they get AOL 6.0? How is it going to be accessible?
Well, what we're going to be doing is working with screen reader software manufacturers to achieve compatibility between screen reader interfaces and AOL software.
Through means such as, what, pull-down menus? Will you be using Microsoft Active Accessibility, for instance, for that process?
Well, I'm not in a position to talk about specific technology issues. Suffice to say that what we have committed to today and what we were in the process of already achieving when the lawsuit was filed was compatibility with screen reader technology.
When we investigated the story at the time that the lawsuit was filed, we spoke to a couple of screen reader vendors, both on and off the record, who said that they had already signed NDAs with AOL regarding working through accessibility issues. So will the 6.0 software mean new versions of the screen readers, or will 6.0 work with existing screen reader technologies?
Well, I think the important thing to understand is that it will achieve compatibility between screen reader interfaces and AOL software, so that they work together. As you point out, at the time you had done your original stories, we'd already been talking to and working with screen reader software manufacturers in order to achieve that compatibility.
So, again, it sounds like NFB may have concluded they were a little hasty in filing the suit, given that talking.
Well, I think it really is the result of having these meetings, having this opportunity to engage in a dialogue and to share with each other, as I say, aspirations on the one hand and progress and commitments on the other. That's what's important. I think that, that is what results in today's agreement, and it's why we're pleased both with the agreement and with the opportunity to talk with the NFB, as well as others, about our commitment and our goal of achieving compatibility and accessibility.
Now, your media release also mentions, and you've mentioned already in this interview, the accessibility policy. What does that say in brief?
Well, in brief, it really is about educating our employees about issues of accessibility and making it possible for issues of accessibility to be a part of the development process right from the very beginning. I think what we do understand and what we have learned is that as you're developing a product, an issue such as accessibility needs to be on the table from the very beginning. And that really is what the accessibility policy is about. It's also about making sure that people can reach out to us as they are, looking into issues of accessibility, and that the accessibility community and the disability community really knows where to reach into the AOL company, where to reach out to us in order to bring these issues up.
Where do people find that on the web?
Well, we're going to post it as part of our corporate site. and you know, make it part of the information that's available about the company. And then they will also be able to reach us by sending to an email address of aolaccessibility@aol.com, where we will be able to receive comments and feedback from the public on accessibility issues.
Now, we've been focusing on AOL and the actual software, the 6.0 software that will be coming out, but AOL does a lot more as an entity. You, of course, with the Time Warner merger, are involved in a lot of cable-type products, and there are other software such as ICQ and Winamp, and there's a lot of criticism in the blind community about Spinner.com for its lack of accessibility. Will this decision filter through to other products, both on and off the Internet?
Well, what we've agreed to is that accessibility is a goal that we, the NFB, and AOL both share. For us, for AOL, this is a company-wide commitment. We've agreed to continue our dialogue, including discussing other products. However, this agreement covers only the AOL service.
Now, there are a number of other blindness-related organizations in the U.S. who have a consumer focus. Is the door open to those to talk to you and work through access issues?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we are open to welcome and encourage dialogue with anyone who is interested in issues of accessibility, interested in issues related to the digital divide, and interested in really doing or engaging us in what we believe to be one of our missions, and that's building a medium that we can be proud of.
And it seems that NFB has virtually put you guys on 12 months' notice. So you've got 12 months to try and sort these issues out, and if they're not sorted out to NFB's satisfaction, they can renew their claim.
Well, I mean, they do retain a right, but we believe that we're already well on the way to meeting the goals agreed to today. We have always been committed to meeting the needs of underserved communities, including the disability community, and we're going to continue in that commitment. But we also believe that the dialogue we've established with the NFB and with other groups, the way we've learned from each other, and the way we've heard from each other about, you know, progress, commitments and aspirations will make any such further action unnecessary.
Rich D'Amato of America Online. Not too many specifics in terms of what we can expect in AOL 6.0, but what we can do now is turn to America Online's accessibility policy, which has just been published, and I'd like to read that to you verbatim. It reads as follows. America Online is continuing to lead efforts around the globe to make the Internet a medium that improves people's lives. At AOL, we value our members and strive to provide them with the highest quality, easiest, and most convenient services and products. We also believe that the Internet and AOL should be friendly and easy to use for all consumers, including those with disabilities. In that spirit, we have developed the America Online Accessibility Policy, which expresses our commitment to the development of products and services that are accessible to all users, including those with disabilities. Our policy is founded on three fundamental principles: awareness, responsibility, collaboration. Accessibility awareness. We believe that it is essential for our employees to be informed about the challenges faced by disabled users and the technologies available to improve the user experience. We believe that when the challenges confronted by disabled users are known, solutions can be incorporated in the research and design of software applications and information technologies. As part of the AOL accessibility policy, we are raising the awareness of employees with respect to accessibility issues through the following practices. We provide our employees with information describing the challenges faced by members of the disability community when attempting to access software applications and information technologies. We educate our employees with respect to how assistive technologies can help disabled users access software applications and information technologies. AOL will distribute to employees and post on the AOL website the AOL Accessibility Policy. Taking responsibility for developing accessible products and services. At AOL, we are integrating accessibility considerations into the research and design of products and services. We have designated an employee to serve as an accessibility officer, whose job responsibilities will include 1. The distribution to our employees of materials which describe the accessibility issues involved in the development of our products and services, and 2, the planning of seminars and classes at which disabled users of our products and services will be invited to discuss the accessibility issues which they have encountered, developments in assistive technology, and how accessibility can best be addressed in AOL products and services. And 3, monitoring AOL's application of this accessibility policy to its products and services. Employees with principal responsibility for the development of products and services will consider and address on a regular basis issues relating to disability accessibility. AOL has established a product development accessibility checklist. The checklist enables designers and publishers to identify important access issues when designing new products and services. AOL product group managers will consult and refer to the accessibility checklist when developing new products and services, and consider that their decisions regarding accessibility reflect both intended applications and relevant business demands. Adhering to and furthering this accessibility policy will be a part of the evaluation of job performances of relevant AOL employees. Continuing collaboration with the disability community. AOL values feedback from members of the disability community. We have worked closely with consultants who are themselves disabled and who are experts on accessibility issues presented by computer software applications and information technology. In addition, we have reached out to members of the disability community to seek their input on accessibility issues and their feedback on AOL products and services. We collaborate with the disability community by participating in national and international accessibility initiatives, establishing the AOL Accessibility Advisory Committee, which will be comprised of invited members of the disability community and AOL employees. This committee will meet on a regular basis and provide strategic advice and counsel to AOL on disability and accessibility issues and report to the accessibility officer. Posting on our website of an email address, aolaccessibility@aol.com, to receive comments and feedback from the public on accessibility. Eliciting regular feedback on new products and services by inviting members of the disability community to serve as beta testers. Providing information to our disabled members on how best to access our products and services. And that concludes the AOL accessibility policy. Well, May Menu, of course, invited the National Federation of the Blind to appear on this program. An email was sent as soon as we received the media release. We did not receive a reply to that email. There were a number of questions we wanted to put on your behalf to the National Federation of the Blind to try and clarify a number of points. Given that we're not able to do that, here's some brief analysis based on the facts that we have. When we ran the Blind Line story in November, Curtis Chong of the National Federation of the Blind expressed concern that AOL didn't seem to be opening up channels of communication to those who could actually make a difference in terms of accessibility. We were told by Doug Joffrey of GW Micro, the company that produces Window Eyes, that his company had been contacted by America Online after NFB filed its lawsuit with a view to talking about accessibility issues. GW Micro was asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement as part of that process. But we were also told in that program that there had already been contact from the National Center on Accessible Media that definitely predates the lawsuit, in which talks with AOL occurred, and it's our understanding that they were constructive talks, that highlighted the accessibility problems and offered solutions to those problems. At that time, those talks were with a view to incorporating changes to accessibility into AOL 6.0. So there will be debate about to what extent this announcement constitutes a settlement in NFB's favour or an admission that they were too hasty. To the average consumer, though, that is not the important point. What is important is that America Online is now on record as saying that AOL 6.0 will be screen reader friendly, that their accessibility policy certainly makes the right noises and applies to AOL across the board and not just to the AOL software. Like they say in this business, watch this space.